Hi there, I'm Courtney Brandt, and you're listening to CSR One from Amaya FM. I want to personally welcome both listeners of our first season and newcomers to an exciting second season. On this show, we ask you, our listeners, what can we do with our personal platforms to make a difference? What are we using social media for outside of double-tapping photos or posting pictures of food? Who are we speaking with and supporting on a weekly, monthly, or annual basis? How can we commit our time and our money to places we're truly passionate about, not just once or twice a year, like the traditional corporate social responsibility or CSR model does, but on an ongoing basis? Our quest, therefore, continues to speak with individuals from different parts of our community. Anyone who felt the call to try something different and work towards something bigger than themselves. As we head into a new season, we will learn more about charitable initiatives, both domestic and international, that could resonate with you and whatever drove our guests to seek them out. And we'd like to remind our listeners to contribute in your own way, your time, your platform, your place in social media, once a month for someone else. All of you, yes you, listening to this right now can make a difference. Let's get started. Over the past few weeks, I happened on a number of organizations who work with scrap fabric to produce something new to reuse, recycle, and repurpose, rather than just throw away usable materials. Boomerang Bags is an initiative that started all the way down under in the suburban town of Burleigh Heads, Australia. And today, its network of volunteers spreads far and wide with a growing community in Dubai. It continues to amaze me that in each of our episodes, I discover something new that is happening in my literal backyard. We drove down to Sustainable City to meet with one of the volunteers, Lisa Peterson.
It was started by two ladies, Jordan DeBurr and Tanya Potts, in 2013. Neither of them could sew. They recognised there was a problem with plastic in their local supermarket and wanted to make a change. So they went out to their local village, town, and basically asked for donations of fabric and if anyone had a sewing machine and if they could help. They ended up making lots of bags, and they came up with borrow and bring back. Step forward from 2013 to September 2017 in Dubai, one of our neighbours, Mette Bray, from Denmark, she decided that Sustainable City would obviously be a great place to bring this to Dubai. So we're the first in the UAE and Middle East. And she decided that go out and ask all neighbours, send anybody sew. Exactly the same as the original founders.
That's one of the things I love about Dubai is there's this community. Yeah. You can't just knock on a door or put on Facebook who's interested in, and everyone's got materials.
Exactly. Everyone's had a curtain they don't want or a bed sheet or a pillowcase. So she went out to everyone and had a really good response.
And take me through the donation process through to a final product.
So basically what happened was she founded our organization, and then she decided, okay, we have a problem at a local supermarket Zoom. As every supermarket in Dubai, there's four different types size of bags. You have a choice for your milk. Do you want it in a small, medium, large bag? So she, along with the Sustainable City, went to Zoom and proposed this idea of taking the plastic away and producing bags. With Sustainable City being the way they are, they made us a box out of repurposed pallets, which is amazing. Diamond and Kingfield, the owners and the management company, they made us a sign and we set to work.
Hi, my name is Masha Ruch, here in Dubai, and I'm in Dubai since 3 years.
Masha was one of the first volunteers who joined the team on their local Boomerang Bags journey.
She found out I could sew at least like 15 years ago. So
a key skill, I would assume.
Yes.
And do most people have their own sewing machines, or how does that kind of?
Of course, Meta selected the persons with their own machines. No, I think we started with four machines, everybody from his own. And that worked.
So our goal was to make 250 bags. So it was a range between like 5 to 20 people each session. We started off with a bang, basically, didn't we? And we made loads of bags in the beginning, and then we met every week.
Keep on counting. Are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Are we there? And it took from September to December. And we had so much fabric. that we are still using the fabric that she first went out to collect, which is amazing, you know, incredible support from the community.
So not only are you repurposing something that was previously going to be, you know, given somewhere else, and then you've, like, so for all the Zoom, how many, is it just one Zoom market that's in Sustainable City?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Do you see this as maybe a pilot program for the rest of the city?
It would be
amazing.
But the problem we've had is that obviously we put these 250 bags into Zoom. I would say they disappeared within an hour.
Yeah.
And the idea at the beginning was it's not to just take the bag and it disappear. The point is that you come to the shop with your own bag. If you forgot your bag, you borrow one. And next time you're shopping with your own reusable bags, you put it back. Unfortunately, that's not the case. It isn't just Sustainable City residents using that. There's lots of residents from outside the community. So in total, we've put 900 bags in the box. And I would say we've seen 10 come back.
I think we just made them too nice.
Our listeners can't see, but you've shown some of your wares here, and they're eclectic, they're funky. You know, I can see somebody, and we were having a conversation before the show that, you know, like, they're most of the reusable bags that I have, I just don't, like, you would never forget these. You definitely want to have them. They're kind of, and you've got, I guess, because people can't see, maybe kind of walk us through some of the points of the bag, or because there's some really cool elements to it. Mm. And we'll put up some pictures that'll go with this.
We set it up like a production line. So one person is cutting the handles, the other one is ironing in it, the other one is sewing the handles, the next one is doing the total bag or only the overlocking on the side, and the next person is pinning the handles and pinning the label on. So we all had working stations, but it was all step by step. So we had a lot of variation in the but it was good because people with different experience added something, and all with a good purpose. The pink one, for example, that we also now the with the dotteds, that used to be a dress. So we got some girls' dresses donated, and from the skirts you can make perfect nice funny dresses.
That one even has a pocket.
That's the label, actually. Yeah, that's the label. And also the label evolved a lot during the years. At the beginning we bought them printed, and at the moment we are stamping them ourselves because we think that's more sustainable to not buy anything. And those stamps, for example, they are made by another resident who sadly already left Dubai, but Haley Anderson made very nice hand-cutted lino prints. One of them is the logo, but also the leaf prints, because we have so many white sheets, and that's kind of boring. Yeah. So Haley started with making those fabulous prints, and really a lot of variations she made.
Like, almost no two are the same, which is kind of the best part about it. And they're all very machine washable. So even if you had some groceries, whatever.
Yeah. It's all pre-shrunk because it's pre-used, right?
do you have volunteers from just Sustainable City? Do you have others that come in and help sew? Do you just kind of put together, we're blocking out Saturday and we're going to all get together and we're going to make 50, or how does it work?
In the Sustainable City, what's amazing is they've really supported us. So they obviously want to reduce single-use plastics as much as possible. So in the beginning, we used the visitor center, which is in the plaza. So every Sunday we had carved out as our time from 10 to 1. That was our set time. We all went away at summer. As transient as Dubai is, many people leave. Basically, all our sewers left. We had to become inventive, and we decided, okay, let's not do it weekly, let's do it fortnightly. At the same time, they opened Beertfan Art Studio in the Sustainable City, so that became our new home. At the same time, we managed to work with Brother, who provided us with 8 sewing machines, which is amazing.
And you need that kind of support.
Yeah,
and I think, you know, the spirit of this is to be individual and use your platforms, but when you can connect with a corporation, especially like Brother, who is like the name brand for, I'm not a sewer, and even I know that it's Brother.
Exactly.
And what a difference that 8 or however many machines, now you can just keep going.
So now we've sort of evolved from it just being about making bags for Zoom. We obviously need to be sustainable. So we have not just borrow and bring back, which were the bags for Zoom. We also have bought to support, which go in Spill the Bean, our local coffee shop, and also Kingfield, the management centre. So there is obviously some way that we can keep ourselves in threads and stitches, because we can't just put all our money in this ourselves. It needs to be sustainable. Yes. Hence why we wanted to move away from bought, you know, patches to now obviously incorporating as many people as we can. So we have a lady that spots in phases that does all our screen printing. Mm-hmm. You know, so people that have got amazing skills, not sewing skills, you know, admin, you know, marketing, all different things. Right. You don't need to be a sewer to come in, to our group. It's about making friends. It's about, you know, doing something that you feel good about, having a coffee,
yeah.
You know, drop in, drop out.
We'll be right back with more on boomerang bags right after this. Stay with us. Welcome back. I'm Courtney Brandt, and you're listening to CSR of One with our guests from the Boomerang Bags Initiative. We love hearing from our guests about the kind of communities they're building around their passion. To see partnerships like the one with Sustainable City, or the Zoom store, or Brother donating machines to the team is a perfect example of how we can achieve more together. And, as one would expect, such initiatives leave behind lasting memories.
I think mine certainly was when we launched into Zoom, and Metti, our founder, she'd seen a picture somewhere and she wanted to have all the bags on everyone's arms. So we literally walked across the road from the visitor centre into Zoom, literally like this, with all these bags. And it was just incredible, because you don't realise how many 250 bags is until you see them. And it was overflowing.
Yeah.
You know, we're talking millions of different types of colours, and, you know, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Just to see what we'd achieved in such a small space of time, it was incredible. And it was, I really was proud of us then.
My favourite recent memory is as well that we did a workshop last week.
Yeah.
With the people from Brother,
okay.
So employees from Brother with no or very little sewing skills, and especially the one with no sewing skills. So we let them make the whole bag by themselves. So that's actually where we want to go towards also, in the that you come and make your own, because you will love it more. And this lady, more of them, but they left all very happy and all so proud that they all finished their own bag.
Not all of us have access to, you know, sewing machines, but just to... The idea, I think, of creating something, you know, that there's something with that. And even now, you know, it might take me 6 hours to accomplish.
No, within 2 hours, really.
Yeah, 12-minute bag we made once. You know, it's possible.
So are these kind of training sessions ongoing? Or are you expecting to have more of them maybe in the fall?
So this year was about, you know, let's change our focus. Let's not be so focused on the Zoom product areas. Let's do something else. And that's given us more, I think, energy. You know, we've done workshops at Easter where we've brought in children and we made smaller bags where they decorated them. And then we did an Easter egg hunt. You know, we did another workshop where just to get like a book bag, come and decorate your own bag. So it's not just about adults, it's about children. And then we've had children come into our stand. We have a sewing partner, Maria from Threadworks, that had a stand at Origin here. She was next to us and, you know, trying to obviously promote her sewing classes, but at the same time helping not just the mums but the dads and the children to make a bag.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we are not here to say, you know, you need to use a bag, but it's just about creating a conversation, getting people to understand you don't need to take one of the five bags that's available. You have an option.
Yeah.
And just put one of these in your bag. Even if, you know, next time you're shopping, you've got to, at least you're saving one bag. If you use one of these and a plastic, you've done something.
I love the fact that Boomerang Bags goes beyond just being a sustainability initiative and actually teaches its volunteers a new life skill. And this is something they've achieved not just in Dubai, but across 860 chapters around the world.
And I just took some statistics from their website, you know, 62,000 kilograms of waste saved from landfill by doing this. You know, all those clothes, all this bed sheets, linen, curtains haven't gone there. They've been made into bag. You know, it's amazing. They're saying 205,000 recycled fabric bags made since the start. You know, that's a lot of bags, a lot of sewing,
yeah.
A lot of people coming together, having a conversation and hopefully making new friends and, you know, getting a new hobby. It's crazy.
Yeah, in a very sustainable way. So it sounds like the best way for others to get involved would be to, is there a Facebook group or an Instagram?
Yeah, we have both. Facebook and Instagram is the best way. There's also obviously the boomerangbags.org. You go on there and you see us. You know, you can see a map and you can see every single one in the world. And there's also how you can start your own. It is a little bit more difficult in Dubai, but, you know, with the backing that we have from Sustainable City, we are amazing. But I think for others, we can obviously help and support as much as we can from here.
So would you, you know, I'm thinking of, you know, there's some places like food places that would be, you know, in Al-Quds or something like that, where there might be a partnership. Do you see that happening kind of in the future? Or is it enough just keeping up with the demand here?
I think we feel like we've achieved what we can. When it comes to the supermarket for now, we want to attack this home delivery again. I think that's where we started to build a new stock so we can go in and say, here's 50 bags. We want to see 50 bags here in a week. You know, you need to go in the into the house, say, can you just unload and I'll take the bag. But obviously that needs some education. So we need to go in. We have an education system here within Sustainable City to go and obviously educate the employees. It's not just about the people that go in the shop. It's the ones that give the bags as well. Why are you giving the bag when you have this option?
Yes.
And it's just allowing them to be empowered to say, please use this instead, which obviously is a little bit more difficult. But I think for us going forward, we do want to do more collaborations with other places. We've done one with Rags to Riches where we've taken these brother machines and tried to get more people sewing. And I think there's so many things going on that it's important to support other people. They come and support us, and it's, you know, we're all in this doing it for the same reason.
Yeah, and it's not about making the largest amount of bags, because then we could bring the fabrics to a professional sewing place.
No, it's about being the tactile.
Yeah, and raising the awareness that, I shouldn't use this plastic, or I shouldn't accept this plastic bag in the beginning already. But the same with plastic cups, straws, etc. What I'm very enthusiastic about is also that we expand our range, not only from shopper bags, but also to party bags. But what do you think? All these kids go to parties. They get a nice
plastic
or paper bag with toys. And what do they do with it at home? Well, my girl still plays with it. She has 100 bags and she plays with it all the way. We started with these white sheets. We make nice little party bags, which they can decorate themselves at the party. So that's we launched 2 months ago and had some parties with it already.
It's funny how prevalent plastic is when you and just to, again, it's education, education. When you start and, you know, that bag gets thrown away.
Yeah, and the same is, we got a big demand as well for produce bags. I finally remember the word.
Vegetable bag.
Because in the same supermarket, you go to the vegetable and fruit displays, and or it is already packed in the styrofoam. Or you use these plastic bags. But why not bring your own reusable produce bags, which are also washable? And I also bought a few, but they are, so I do chronic research.
I know which ones you're talking about.
The
net one.
So
we got a lot of sheer curtains as well, these transparent one or net curtains.
Yeah.
And now we have these beautiful broader overlocking machines. We can make these into the nice produce bags as well. And for next session, we're going to make those. And we already got a lot of interest. Everybody said, oh, yes, I need those bags.
Yeah.
So we provide the machines. We provide the fabric. We will teach you. Yeah. It's not too hard.
I think the thing I'm most impressed by is that I came into this thinking, like, oh, I don't know how to sew. And that's, like, the least of it.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, if you have the energy to be interested in this, you basically can come and do whatever.
I haven't sewn for a year, and, you know, it's not about that. It's just about connecting people, opening a discussion, and coming having fun. You know, do something that you've never tried before. It doesn't matter if the line's not straight or, you know, it's not as good as a person sat next to you. Just focus on what you're doing and have fun, you know, and learn something. You know, come and sew 100 handles. It's a straight line.
My mom would laugh because she was a sewer. I remember it wasn't a brother. It was just like this antiquated thing, but we did have a sewing machine. And it is a lost skill.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, our generations ago, it would be nothing to just...
You know, we have sew-at-home kits. people all over Dubai making our bags and bringing them back. We just recently did 100 Ramadan bags, which is, we've done it twice. We did it last year and this year for care packages. You know, for all the workers in TSC, at the end of Ramadan, they get a bag. You know, and instead of it being a plastic bag, it's a boomerang bag. Yeah. And hopefully they might use it, they might not, but still it was a great cause. We did many things where we tried. There's lots of buggies, for instance, in the sustainable city. So we did like an amnesty. If you put your bag out, we'll collect it. 500 villas, we'll, if you put them all out, we'll come and collect them. Zero response. You know, we said, leave all the dirty ones. We'll wash them for you. You know, we tried everything to get them to come back. And you do now and again see some at the pool. You see some now and again. I've seen them at like a flea market. And then I'm like, can I take a picture? Yeah. I need to, you know, commemorate this moment that I've seen one. So at least it's being used. And I feel like it's not wasted and it's not just sat in somebody's cupboard. So we've tried to create awareness, but in the same time, turn it round and say, okay, you didn't manage to get one of our 900 bags. You can support us further by getting one in Spill the Bean or Kingfield office. Or you can come and make room. So that's how we've tried, instead of being annoyed and frustrated, we've tried to turn that around into something positive and now work towards, you know, companies. Lots of companies have this option to do volunteering.
Yes.
And they're not taking it up because they feel afraid maybe to go to their boss. So not just Brother came, but Future Pipe Industries came. So we were, you know, nearly 20 people and they all had an amazing time. You know, they were talking to people maybe from another department never spoken to. So it was amazing to see this.
And it's not only women.
Men, old, young, everyone is welcome. It's not just...
Do you think that's a problem that's specific to Dubai, the not returning? Or have you heard that from other chapters?
No, they've in Australia. They phase this out because it's become a problem that, you know, you sewers are getting sewing burnout because they've been doing so, you know, at home, sewing to create all these amazing bags to it then just disappear. Yeah. So they have moved away from borrow and bring back to more bought to support and then education, you know, and it being a platform to speak about this rather than it just being, oh, you're taken aback.
If you'd like to learn more, you can check out their website, boomerangbags.org, and we'll also have links in our show notes. Thank you for tuning in to the first episode of our second season, which was hosted by me, Courtney Brandt, and produced by Chirag Desai. If you like what you've heard, please spread the word and subscribe in your favorite podcast player and in streaming apps like Spotify and Angami. We'll be back next week with a brand new guest and another inspiring story. Until then, remember to be nice out there on social media. Think about sharing something for someone else. Goodbye and have a great week.